Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've lived in the Philippines for my entire life. Growing up, my family and I went to Jollibee's all the time. I guess that's why I ended up working there when I got older. Jollibee's was a fast food restaurant that was notorious for its fried chicken. It was pretty similar to KFC. I only started working there so that I could save up for college. I figured since I liked the restaurant, it wouldn't be bad to work there. But I was very wrong. I absolutely hated it. Not necessarily because of the work itself, though the environment was pretty hostile. The customers were usually extremely demanding, and it was very fast-paced. That wasn't the main reason I hated the job, though. The problem was one of the other employees that I worked with. He was this older guy named John, and he was a total creep. Everyone thought so, especially the other women. Just being around him made me so uncomfortable.
I like my poultry white or dark, especially the breast part.
Apparently, John was married and had kids, which only made his behavior more disturbing. He would constantly hit on me and the other female co-workers. Mostly, he would harass me and my work friend, Grace. When he first started doing it, we figured he was just a lonely older guy and it was harmless. We were even pretty cordial with him at first. So much so that we'd even let him drop us off at our homes after a late shift. Neither Grace or I had a car, so it was actually pretty convenient. But as time went on, John became more and more creepy and started advancing way beyond simple flirting. That's when we decided to stop taking rides from him. It was just way too weird to be alone in a car with him. Both Grace and myself considered complaining to the boss, but we were afraid that John would do something if he found out that it was us, especially since he knew where both of us lived since he used to drop us off. John only got worse as time continued, though. Eventually, the harassment got so bad that I requested for Grace and I to start working mornings instead of nights. Unfortunately, the boss would only allow one of us to switch shifts as he had to make sure that there was still enough staff for nights. I hesitated at first, but decided to take the opportunity. I felt bad about leaving Grace to work with John, but I felt like I didn't have a choice. I had to do something. I really felt like a total asshole about it, though. Every time I clocked out.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I had to see Grace and comfortably take John's abuse and harassment as they came to clock in for the night shift.
You should start calling me Guya. Or maybe Senpai if that makes things spicier.
One day, I finally got fed up with it. I had just gotten through an incredibly stressful shift and I was not in the mood for any more of his disgusting behavior. So I decided to let him have it.
What the hell is wrong with you, you creep? Leave her alone! What, you're such a disgusting piece of shit that your own wife hates you, so you have to take it out on us?
I barely even knew what I was saying, but it felt so good to finally tell the jerk how I was feeling. He didn't take it well, though. At first, he just glared at me as I yelled at him. But then, all of a sudden, he snapped. He began charging at me.
You stupid bitch! I'm gonna deep fry your ass!
The next thing I knew, he grabbed me by the collar and started screaming in my face. The other employees came and managed to drag John off of me. He was sent home for the day to cool off. I couldn't even believe what just happened. I'd known that he was a creep, but after that, it seemed like he was a total psycho. What made it worse was that he only got sent home for a day as punishment. he was allowed to come back to work the next day and just had to apologize to me. I couldn't believe that he didn't get fired. Then one day, everything got so much worse. As I clocked out after my shift, I noticed that only John was coming in for the night. Grace was nowhere to be seen. I just assumed she was sick and shrugged it off. But then Grace didn't come in the next day, or the day after that. In fact, she didn't show up for a few days, nor was she answering anyone's calls or texts. Then, what made it more disturbing was that her mother actually showed up and asked where she was. Everyone tried to contact her, but there was no reply. She was reported missing not long after her mother showed up. I had no idea what could have happened to her, but I noticed that John didn't seem to be too upset about it. Then, several days later, Grace's remains were found a few miles away. Her mother confirmed that it was her due to her distinctive dyed hair. I was absolutely devastated. Then I found out something even more terrifying. John's own wife called the police and told them that she suspected that he was behind the murder. After police questioned him, John turned himself in and admitted that he had done it. He was arrested and charged with murder. I've been traumatized ever since. I know that I was so close to it being me had I not changed my shift. But at the same time, I felt sick about changing it too. If I had been there with Grace during the night shift, then maybe all of this could have been prevented. This story was inspired by a horrific Jollibee's incident that happened in 2014. Police arrested the primary suspect in the slaying of a female fast food worker of a local Jollibee's branch in a region called Balulang in the Philippines. The suspect was identified as John Retordillo, who turned out to be a co-worker of the victim identified as Divine Grace Vergara. Vergara's remains were found at a village during December 27th of 2014, nearly 2 weeks after she was reported missing by her mother. Police say it was Tordillo's wife who unwittingly led authorities to her husband, who allegedly went into hiding after Vergara's slaying. Vergara's mother was able to identify her daughter because of the belongings found near where the victim was dumped, and because of her distinct dyed hair. It was alleged that Vergara was brought by the suspect to a municipality called Talay Sayon, supposedly for a party the day she was killed. I used to love Jollibee's, like really love it. It was easily my favorite of all the different chicken joints. I would normally go there at least once a week. Somehow I never got tired of it, and it was always a great experience. That is, until one day. Usually, I would go to Jollibee's on my lunch break. My husband didn't share my obsession with their food, so I almost never had it for dinner. It's not that he didn't like it, he just didn't want to have it as often as I did. Then one night, I got off work later than normal, and I got my husband to agree to let me bring home Jollibee's for dinner so that we wouldn't have to cook anything. I'd already had it for lunch that day, but I really didn't mind having it again. So I headed over to the closest restaurant to pick up our chicken. When I got there, there were almost no cars in the parking lot, which was weird because the place was typically pretty crowded when I went there. I figured it was because I was getting there so much later than normal. After parking, I headed inside. It was totally dead and empty. I only saw one other customer sitting in a corner by themselves. It was kind of eerie for some reason. I was so used to standing in a long line to get food. It just felt strange to be one of the only people there. As I looked around, I noticed that all of the staff working that night looked really creepy too. I'd never seen any of them in there before. They all had deranged smiles on their faces while they worked. It was like they had no souls or something. I must have stood at the front of the restaurant for close to a minute before I actually walked fully inside and headed over to the counter. The staff all stared at me as I walked up, still with the same creepy smiles. I began to feel incredibly uneasy, but I told myself that I was being silly. I'd been to this Jollibee's 100 times before. Everything was gonna be fine. I approached the cashier and tried to say something friendly to make the situation feel less strange.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
The cashier didn't say anything back. He just continued to stare at me, smiling widely.
Pretty slow, huh? I'm not used to it being so empty in here.
The cashier stared back at me for a few more seconds. Then, he slowly opened his mouth and let out the creepiest laugh I had ever heard. It was so freaky. The guy barely sounded human. I decided right then that I needed to get out of there as quickly as possible. I ordered a bucket of chicken and anxiously waited for it to be ready. The cashier still didn't say a word the entire time that I ordered. After what felt like forever, the food was finally ready. The cashier handed me the bag and watched me as I snatched it from him and hurried out of the restaurant as fast as I could.
Enjoy.
By the time I got home, I had mostly gotten over the experience, though I did promise myself that I would never go there at night again. I brought the food inside and called my husband to the table to eat. As soon as I opened the bag to bring out the chicken, I felt like it had all been worth it. It smelled so good, I couldn't wait to eat. My husband and I immediately began to dig in. Everything tasted delicious, and I had completely forgiven the workers for being so creepy. At least they still knew how to make their chicken. I finished what I had on my plate, and then I grabbed a big juicy looking piece and took a huge bite out of it. I was choking on the chicken. I couldn't breathe.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey?
I started to panic. I jumped out of my chair and fell onto the floor, rolling around. Something was stuck in my throat and I couldn't get it out.
Honey? Oh my god, let me save you! You're not gonna choke from meat in your throat and it ain't mine!
My husband immediately jumped on top of me and began trying to rip the chicken out of my mouth. I started to feel incredibly dizzy and my vision went dark. The last thing I could remember was thinking how creepy the worker's smiles had been. Suddenly, my eyes opened quickly as my husband ripped the chicken out of my mouth. I laid there on the floor coughing and gasping for air for several minutes while my husband cradled me in his arms. After the shock had worn off, we inspected the piece of chicken, and we were disturbed to find that there was a hand towel inside of it. Somehow the chicken had been deep fried with a towel around it. We took pictures and reported the incident. The restaurant decided to close down for 3 days to deal with the matter. I have been traumatized by Jollibees ever since. My husband and I believe that the psycho staff had done it intentionally. I don't know if they were playing some kind of sick prank or if they were actually trying to hurt me, but there was no way to prove anything. Somehow, the restaurant didn't close for good after all of that. They reopened after the 3 days and seemed to run the establishment like normal. I definitely don't think they did enough to make up for what happened. I didn't get any compensation. It was like the entire matter was swept under the rug. Sometimes, I can still picture the deranged smiles of the Jollibee staff when I close my eyes. I don't know if I'll ever fully get over it.
This story was inspired by an incident that happened to a woman at a Jollibee's restaurant in the Philippines. A woman named Alik Perez pulled apart the batter of the deep-fried chicken from Jollibee's and was disgusted after discovering it was actually a hand towel. She immediately uploaded videos to Facebook, which garnered 2.4 million hits before being deleted. The offending restaurant has since thrown in the towel after vowing to close the restaurant for 3 days following the incident. Jollibee's Food Corp said the branch had deviated from standard food preparation procedure based on internal investigation. The company said it would thoroughly review its compliance with procedures and retrain workers to make sure such an incident is never repeated. It was not made clear how the towel incident transpired, nor whether Ms. Perez would be compensated.
Hey, what's up?
Could you bring home some Jollibees?
I would, but I'm just so tired. I'm about to fall asleep.
Oh, come on. It won't take long. I can see your location. I know you're about to pass it.
I know, but I've been working all day and there's food at home. I just want to lay down, you know?
Or you can lay down all over me once you come home with Jollibees. I'll give you my chicken breasts and thighs in exchange for some...
Say no more! Toonie Tuesday, here I come! What the hell? If you were trying to get people to come inside, then I think you need to get a different job, buddy. Hey man, slow night, right? I guess they don't pay you to talk. Okay, see ya. Hello? Can somebody take my order, please? Hello? Is anyone even working here? I'm not asking for much here, just a couple of pieces of chicken. Hey, do you know what's going on here? It doesn't seem like anybody's working. Are you guys closed or something?
Come on, you can talk to me. I'm not going to tell anyone you broke character. Just tell me, are you guys still serving chicken? Hey, what are you doing? I'm still in here. Hey!
Just a precaution. Bad neighborhood.
Now you're talking? Hello, did you hear me? I said unlock the door. I'm not going to let you lock me in here. Just give me my chicken and let me out or I'm calling the cops.
Sir, please remain calm. Jollibee is closing for the night, but since you made it into the store before we closed, you will still be served. You should consider yourself lucky, actually.
Well, fine. Let's just do it already. My wife is waiting for some meat. Some of mine and some of Jollibee's.
What would you like to order?
Just a bucket of chicken, please. Actually, just one piece. I'm kind of in a hurry.
Nonsense. If the wife wants a bucket, the wife gets a bucket. Doesn't she?
She didn't ask for a bucket. I just decided I wasn't hungry, all right? Just give me a piece.
You're getting a bucket! I'm not disgracing Jollibee by letting you walk out of here with just one piece!
All right! I'll take a bucket. I didn't know you took your job that seriously.
Well, I do. And because I do, I'm gonna make you a fresh batch to ensure you receive the highest quality we can provide.
A fresh batch? How long is that gonna take?
About an hour, I'd say.
An hour? I don't want to wait that long. Seriously, I'll just take whatever you have lying around in the warmer. I can see some right behind you.
Shut up! Those pieces have been sitting out all day. They'll make you sick. Is that really that type of quality you're okay with?
I'm sure it'll be fine. I just want to go home.
I'm sorry, but are you an expert on fried chicken? No, you're not! I'm the expert! We have policies, secrets, standards! Do you know how we make the best chicken? How we're able to be better than our competitors like Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, KFC, and all the rest of the shitty chicken joints?
No, I don't know.
Let me show you!
Hey! Go with me, you psycho! Hey, screw you! I do not care about your stupid secret recipe! Let go of me! Help!
Stop squirming! I'm about to show you something amazing! Behind this door is the secret to the success of Jollibee's!
I don't care! It's not even that good! Only my wife likes it!
Then your wife has good taste, and you're going to taste good!
What?
Get in your pen, piggy!
What are you doing to me? Let me go!
You mean you haven't figured it out yet? Wow, you're not the brightest, are you? The delicious meat of the heart of Jollibee's comes from idiots like you. And I get the pleasure of hacking you to pieces for the deep fryer.
No, no, no!
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.